There is nobody in this city who has played as many games with David Price as our next guest. He's caught David Price 24 times. He is Deonner Navarro, Toronto Blue Jays catcher. Deonner, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
So we've all seen David Price. You know, those of us who've covered the team, those of us who've watched baseball. As somebody who has caught David Price, I'm going to ask you just the basic question. What about David Price makes him so successful?
Well, the ability that he got of throwing the ball in the edges of the play. You know, he hardly ever throws the ball in the middle of the play, and just the way he pitches, man, he got an outstanding control, and he goes after hitters, and I guess he's one of those guys that have the mentality of, you know, okay, let's go. My best against your best, let's see what happens. You know, and normally he wins.
Deonner, obviously, you know, you haven't played as much this year as you'd like to, but whenever you do play, the at-bats you have at the plate are off the charts good. What's the adjustments you've had to make at the plate and even catching? I'm guessing there's some adjustments you've had to make there. Has it been hard to make those adjustments?
It has not, unfortunately. I've been on this position before, and I know what it takes. I know what I got to do to keep my body in shape and to keep my swing in shape. And I just, you know, try to do my best every time my name is in the lineup. And like you say, it's been kind of hard, but it is what it is, man. Every time, you know, they call my name, and I just try to help the team win.
In conversation with Deonner Navarro on Baseball Central. Deonner, what has the acquisition of David Price done to that clubhouse? Because I think Troy Tulowitzki's a great shortstop, but Jose Reyes was a really popular guy. And you know, I think there was a little bit of shock at Jose Reyes leaving the team. Now you've got David Price coming in. That's a lot of change for a group that's been together for a couple of years. What's the clubhouse mood right now?
Oh, it's outstanding. We are really excited. We are really looking forward to see Dave in the mound. And like you said, you know, we got Tulo, and unfortunately, you know, one of my brothers has left the team, but it's part of the business. We understand and we're really happy and excited that Alex has made those type of move.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is a trade deadline today. I mean, your name has been out there before in trade rumors. Are you? What's this day like for you? Are you one of those guys that pretty much blocks it out and just focuses on what you have to do to get ready today? Or are you kind of sitting there with your phone kind of waiting?
No, I don't even pay attention to it. Like, bad news of the first year to be here, you know, and I don't care. I probably gonna be playing soccer in the field by the time the deadline is over.
Well, I was gonna ask you. We're getting close to the start of La Liga. Who's gonna win La Liga this year? Is anybody gonna challenge Barcelona?
I mean, every year Real Madrid they always get a good team, but I think Barcelona has an outstanding squad, and it's going to be really hard.